Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers from said disorder and said toxic traits and all that other stuff, y'all. Today's episode is going to be entitled, What Are Narcissists Really After? What do they want? What do they want? What do we need? What do you want from me? What are narcissists chasing? So this is my answer to this girl, and this is all from purely from my perspective as a diagnosed narcissist in therapy for the past 5 years, working on myself, trying to be a better person, trying to be a better human, friend, father, son, cousin, brother, whatever relationship dynamic I have. I feel like the main thing the narcissists are after is happiness, the pursuit of happiness, like what Will Smith's talking about. You know what I mean? Y'all seen the movie with Will Smith? You had to have. There's no way you haven't seen Pursuit of Happiness. So if you haven't seen Pursuit of Happiness by Will Smith, please stop the video right now, go watch Pursuit of Happiness, and come back. I'm just joking. Seriously, but seriously, narcissistic people, a lot of us are chasing happiness. You know what I mean? And we think control, you know, a lot of people probably thought I was going to say control, like narcissists are after control. Yeah, which is true. But I think even at the essence of their control, at the essence of wanting to control everything we just want to be happy. We do. And this is not, like, let me go, we just want to be happy. Let me rewind it right real quick. In no way, shape, or form am I justifying any toxic ass behaviors, traits, mindsets, whatever, from a narcissist or a toxic person. No way in hell am I doing that at all on these videos. And y'all know I'm not. That's not my platform. That's not what I'm built my platform off of. But I'm just saying, narcissists are after happiness. That does not justify the pursuit or the chasing of the happiness. Does not justify the toxic person's behaviors. It just doesn't. In no way, shape, or form does it justify anything that a narcissist or a toxic person puts you through or they do to you. You know what I mean? But they are chasing happiness. That's why you see a lot of narcissistic people. They switch jobs. They change jobs. They change careers. They change majors in school. They change classes. They change relationships. They change personalities. They change clothes. They change styles. We are chasing after happiness. We want that happiness. Consistency is for me. I just feel like consistency is kind of scary. You know what I mean? Because I just feel like a lot of us grew up with chaotic households and experienced childhood trauma and stuff like that, where the only thing that was consistent was the chaos. We had consistent chaos in our life. So when we get consistency now and it's not chaotic, it's kind of scary. Like, consistent chaos is the only thing I've known. Consistent moving around, consistent this, consistent that. So when my life gets to a point where there's nothing chaotic going on, but it's consistent, it gets kind of scary. You know what I mean? So I just feel like, and also boredom kicks in with a lot of narcissists and toxic people as well. A lot of boredom does kick into a person with a personality disorder, a person with toxic traits. We get bored very, very easily. So what made us happy 2 weeks ago might not make us happy now. Them cheeks that we clapped, them freshly clapped cheeks that we clapped 2 weeks ago might not clap the same this week. So then you're going to find something else with a little bit more bass, a little bit more little tempo and things like that. a little different rhythm. But you see what I'm saying? I'm stupid. You see what I'm saying, though? But that's how it goes, y'all. Literally. They're chasing happiness. And it's not, this is the thing right here, y'all. You hear a lot of narcissistic people say this. I am not responsible for your happiness. Yeah, I'm not responsible for your happiness. I'm not responsible for your feelings. Your feelings are not my responsibility. Your feelings, their feelings are not your responsibility. Their happiness is not your responsibility. Believe, isn't that what relationships are all about? Trying to make the other person happy. Yes, you want to try to make the other person happy, but not at the expense of yourself. And I tell you this all the time, that you're going to lose yourself in a relationship dynamic trying to make a narcissistic person or a toxic person happy. It just happens all the time when you're dealing with that. It really just does, y'all. And this is not me trying to, y'all know I'm not here to chastise nobody or talk to nobody, hurt nobody's feelings. You can't make a narcissist happy for a long period of time. You might make them happy here and there, but the happiness that we're chasing is that contentment, that joy. You know, it's extra, it's consistent happiness. Joy and contentment are consistent happiness. Narcissists can be happy. Yeah, I know I get that question a lot. Can a narcissist really be happy? Yeah, we can be happy, but it's that consistent happiness. It's that consistent joy that escapes us and things like that. We're chasing that. I want that consistent happiness and joy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Consistent control, because like I said before, I'm accustomed to consistent chaos. You see what I'm saying? So in that pursuit of happiness, people get hurt. When a narcissist is chasing, narcissistic robot has to reset. Talking too fast, slurring your words. Sounds like you have a lisp. Powering back up. But like I said, the consistency, like I said, I do own happiness, and a lot of narcissistic people are chasing that happiness, and it consistently escapes us. It just does. I want to chase it down. I want to catch it. But like I said, in the process, a lot of times of trying to make themselves happy, other people get hurt. You know what I mean? And yes, they know they are hurting you. They know that their actions, if you find out about them, will hurt you. That's why a lot of times when you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, they'll hide it from you. They'll hide their actions. They'll hide their words. They'll hide that stuff from you in order to keep you on, to keep you guessing, to keep you at bay and things like that. They just will. Like I said, you can't make it. Yeah, you can make them happy. You can make them happy in spurts, but you can't make them happy in a long period of time, for an extended period of time. But just because a narcissist is not happy with you anymore, just because the relationship ends, again, y'all, does not mean that they're going to discard you or get rid of you. Sometimes they will keep you around. They'll keep you, they'll emotionally discard you, but they'll keep you around physically because they like to control you. You know? There's still some feelings there a lot of times, but sometimes the feelings are gone, but they will absolutely keep you around. You know, they'll keep you around, they'll keep you in a relationship dynamic. Whatever they feel like it takes to make themselves happy. So they're chasing, that's what they're after. We're after happiness. We're after control. We're after the contentment. We want it. We need it. We chase it, but we can't keep it in our hands. It just feels like when we accomplish something big in life, y'all, we accomplish something big. We got it. I'm like, oh yes, I'm happy. I got it. This is what happiness is. This is what happiness really is. And then something snatches it away and it's gone. Like, oh, I want that feeling again. So we need that high again, that dopamine, whatever you want to call it. You know, we want it again. But we try to do the same action again, and it doesn't give. Do we get happy again? The same thing can make us happy twice, but it's less happy. You mean it's diminishing value? It has diminishing value. Like, you know, your favorite food doesn't taste good every single time you eat it. If you eat it, your favorite food tastes better if you get it every once in a while, as opposed to every single day. You see what I'm saying? So giving them the same thing over and over again won't make them happy. I thought this was your favorite dinner. Yeah, it is. But this is the 150th time I've had it. And I need something new. I still like it, but it's just not necessarily my favorite anymore. So they need to switch it up. Just like you have to switch dinners, they need to switch it up. Just had like, this job is not making me happy anymore. I'm bored with this job, or this job makes me feel like I'm less than what I deserve. This job pays me less than what I feel like I deserve. So I need to just quit erratically to go do real estate. You know what I mean? That's my thing right there. That was literally what happened in my real life. I got bored of my job. I was tired of people telling me what to do. I felt like I was smarter than everybody that worked there. I was more educated than the supervisors because of the warehouse. You know, I had a college degree. They didn't. I just feel like I was above them. I was like, why am I taking orders from y'all? Why am I making less than money than y'all? I'm better than y'all. So one day, April 17th, 2017, I quit. You know what I mean? I quit and became a real estate agent. It's silliness. So yeah, if you are looking to buy or sell a house in North Carolina, I am your happy, friendly real estate agent. So, you know, message me if you need a house in North Carolina, buy or sell a house in North Carolina. That's where I'm at. But seriously, that's how it goes, though, y'all. So if you deal with a narcissist or toxic person, just understand that you can't make them happy for a long, long time. Sooner or later, it's going to go away, and you have to. They're going to go search for something else. Not because it's better, but because it might make them happier right now. It feels different. This is a different type of happiness. They're chasing that high from getting that promotion, that high from graduating, that high from making more money, that high from, you know, losing weight, that high from gaining weight. Sometimes if you're trying to bulk and stuff like that, they're high from growing their hair. They're high from, but they're chasing the high, y'all. And sometimes they don't get the same high from you. Again, this is not an attack on you by any means. I'm just saying that after a while, they outrun you. They're chasing happiness, you're chasing them. And sooner or later, they get faster and they outrun you because you can't make them happy. Nothing really can. I just think, like I said, nothing can make them happy for an extended period of time, for a life. I'm just happy here. The fear of being happy. We're running away. Like, not only are you're chasing behind us because you want to catch us and love us. We're running away from, like, mediocrity and being average and stuff like that. So we're chasing this new high of success and things of that nature. But anyways, y'all, let me cut this thing short. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Look, Toronto, Canada, I got back yesterday. Amazing, amazing time. So if you came into Toronto, thank y'all. The next meetup is going to be sometime early next year. We're thinking about New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and good old London. London, England is my second most. I have more followers in London than I do in Canada, which is wild. So maybe seeing y'all in London 2023. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Illness is out. Peace.